Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now it's headline news. We can go to the cinema. The government has moved forward the reopening of cinemas to next week, but many multiplexes are still closed. So what's on offer? I'm kind of laughing because it's weird that it's news that we can go to the cinema, isn't it? But this is a strange, strange time. What's on offer, I wonder, next week? And what do we want from a big screen experience? Now, we're joined by director of the Dublin International Film Festival, Gráinne Humphreys. Gráinne, you've been in touch with cinemas today. What's the mood like? I'm sure they're a little bit nervous, are they?
Running around desperately trying to find what they can show. I mean, I think at Christmas we have a tradition of going to the cinema and maybe watching some of the favourite Christmas films up on the big screen. But obviously there's a backlog of films that we've been hoping to see, and some of them are coming out. And it's actually a really interesting lineup. I mean, I'm going to go through them.
Go on.
Wolfwalkers, which is the wonderful cartoon saloon animated film by Tom Moore, which is really, really special. And I know there's going to be talk about Oscars, as there is always around, you know, December, January, February. And this is one that I think is a very good chance for Oscar glory next year.
Mm-hmm.
Another Irish one is, or definitely with an Irish connection, is the Shane McGowan Croc of Gold documentary.
Oh, yeah.
So that's coming out as well. A Girl from Mogadishu, very powerful story of Ifra Ahmed, who traveled from Somalia to Ireland and became a very strong and committed, passionate activist for FGM. That's A Girl from Mogadishu. Mank, the new David Fincher film about Herman Mankiewicz, the screenwriter behind Citizen Kane with Gary Oldman, another Oscar contender. And then there's a couple more kind of potentially coming into shape. Kieran J. Walsh's The Racer, which is an Irish film about the time the Tour de France came to Ireland. Songbird, I have to say, Songbird's not appealing to me. It's a film about COVID-23.
Oh, this is the one where where everyone saw the trailer and was aghast.
You know, it's like, yeah, we don't have enough COVID, so let's go to the cinema and watch about it all happening again.
I can't imagine. I mean, this is, you go to the cinema to watch, you know, good-looking people do good, fun things in nice places, and I don't think this works for me at all. And then one that is hopefully coming down the track is Emer Reynolds' wonderful documentary about Phil Lynott called Songs for While I'm Away, which is really a fantastic kind of seductive portrait of Phil Lynott. And it's really, I think, really exciting.
That'll be fantastic. And then, come here, will you go though? There's loads on offer based on what you've said. Will you go? Will you feel safe in going?
Yes, I'm going to go because I did go. And I actually went both on my own and I went with somebody else, and we were really reassured, to be honest. I mean, the queuing system was very simple. There's allocated seats in all the venues. The cinema that I went to had air conditioning and a very, very simple procedure. So I felt very confident, but I'm also aware of whether or not people, as I said, will feel safe. And I think it's not been a scenario where there's been, I think anyone has felt very awkward or in some way kind of impinged upon by sitting in a cinema. And also, just, how could I forget, Wonder Woman, 1984.
I was wondering where you got to mention it. Sarah, go on,
sorry.
Tell me about it.
Well, I'm just really excited because, in a way, as I said, I think going to the cinema, we've been watching so many things on television and small screens. And Wonder Woman, like I said about Tenet, is going to be one to see on the big, big screen. So I think there's a wide range of different types of films there. There's some for younger audiences. There's more documentaries that might appeal to kind of music fans. But I think also, as I said, there's the big blockbuster. And God bless Warner Brothers. You know, they tried to do it with Tenet. And they're now taking out Wonderwall to give us all a kind of big screen extravaganza just before Christmas.
Tell us about a Christmas movie then with a bit of a twist coming to Hulu.
Oh, this is the one with Kristen Thomas. I think this sounds funny, the Kristen Stewart film. It sounds fantastic. I mean, I know last time I was on, we were talking about Emily in Paris, but this looks like it's really smart and kind of clever. It's Clea DuVall, and Kristen Stewart discovers a sense of humour, which is always a good thing to see. She's turned to rom-coms. And again, I think that people will be looking. We were talking about the COVID film. People are going to be looking for romance. humor, something to kind of make them want to kind of, you know, leave their house, get out there and feel good about themselves.
Do you know what? There's plenty of romance in Songbird. I'll put it that way. Grainne Humphreys, we'll have to leave it there because of time, but enjoy the movies next week and we'll talk to you when we have more time, I hope, sometime soon. But Grainne, thanks very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. Let us know if you're going to go next week to the cinema. 51551